the hay part of it is the big part. The I mean, cows have to have that to survive. So, you know, it's just hard when you start going out and buying it or trucking it in. It's just hard to make it come out at the end of the year.
Mark Scott has grown, baled, and sold hay as part of his ranching operation just north of Riesel for many years. But the drought has curtailed the hay portion of that business this year. His cattle have grazed the pasture down to the nub, a scenario that Gene Hall of the Texas Farm Bureau says is playing out all across the state.
The ranchers, and that is the prime number one agricultural crop in McLennan County, is beef cattle. They're in a pretty dire situation right now as well. What you've got there is that the pastures have been grazed down, and you can't go too far without damaging the land. They don't want to do that.
The unyielding ground means that the crops that many ranchers count on not just to feed their livestock, but to augment their income and allow them to maintain their herd, aren't coming in. The costs go up, but there's no hay or corn, for instance, to sell.
And the really sad thing is commodity prices are up to near historic highs all across the board. So are production costs. So the farmer and the rancher, they're paying more than they ever have to produce a crop with the anticipation of cashing in on higher commodity prices. That part of it won't happen because they don't have anything to sell.
Mark Scott doesn't have enough hay to feed his own livestock, so he clearly has none to sell to customers with whom he's built relationships over the years. Says Scott, the failed attempts to diversify and the lack of feed locally are causing him to make extreme decisions.
As most farmers and ranchers, you try not to put, you know, everything on one crop. We try to have different variety of crops to, in case one of them does go bad, you know. This time, it's been almost a year now, and it's just hard for every crop to fail one after another.
How do you plan for what's next?
Well, you just start looking for, like, is what I'm doing now. I'm looking for hay, and have a friend of mine in Colorado that he's looking for some alfalfa right now for me, and we'll probably be making trips to Colorado and back, bringing alfalfa back.
Financial kind of pressure does it put on you when instead of having your own stuff grow here, you're buying it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, you can produce it for probably half of what you go buy it for. So it's it doubles your output cost. You know, you're doubling those every year.
Mm-hmm. What effect does this have on your livestock?
Dramatic. I mean, not only, well, there's another thing we hadn't talked about. Not only the grass, but a lot of the tanks now are starting to dry up. What's bad is they'll get down in those tanks, and there's a lot of silt down in the bottom of them, and they'll get stuck in those tanks. And usually you wind up losing the cow if they get in there. So is what we're doing is if there's a tank that's real low, I'll go put a temporary fence around it where they can't get down in it.
What's the difference in just the amount of time that you have to take, not just money, but time when things are going well as opposed to now?
Well, one big difference is, like when I'm cutting hay right now, I might make, oh, let's say 20 square bales per acre, where on a normal time I'd be making 120 bales the acre. But it takes me the same amount of time to get that 20 bales as it does that 120, and I've got the same input cost.
Tomorrow, Mark Scott and Gene Hall talk about how the impact of the drought will be felt by consumers and what it means for the Texas economy. You can hear yesterday's story online at www.kwbu.org/news. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.